Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you're not alone in this. If your child seems to be doing just the minimum required at school, showing little interest in learning, I see you. I know how worrying this can feel, and I want to share something wonderful with you today that might completely change how you see this situation. First, let me tell you what the magic book showed me. That lack of interest. It's not laziness. It's not your child being difficult. What you're seeing is actually your child's way of telling you something really important. They're saying, learning doesn't feel joyful to me right now. And you know what? That's completely normal, and there's so much we can do to help. Here's what the research tells us, and this is beautiful. Children aged 5 and 6 are in this incredible developmental phase where their natural curiosity can either flourish or go quiet, depending on their experiences. And here's the key insight from experts at the National Association for the Education of Young Children. When children are given agency in their learning, when they get to make choices and pursue topics that feel meaningful to them, their motivation increases dramatically. Think about it this way. Imagine if someone told you that you had to spend your days doing tasks that felt completely disconnected from anything you cared about, with no choice in the matter. You'd probably do the minimum too, right? Our children are the same way. They're not being difficult. They're responding naturally to learning that feels like a chore instead of an adventure. The magic book taught me something else that's so important. Research shows that children who are taught primarily through memorization and rote learning, those worksheets and drills, are actually more than a year behind children who learn by connecting new ideas to what they already know and care about. Isn't that fascinating? The very approaches that are supposed to help can actually dim that natural spark of curiosity. So what can we do? How do we reignite that love of learning? Let me share some wonderful strategies. First, bring back playful learning. This is huge. Research shows that when children learn through play, through guided exploration where they still have agency and choice, they learn more deeply than through direct instruction alone. You can do this at home. If your child is learning about numbers, turn it into a treasure hunt. If they're learning to read, let them choose books about topics they love, even if it's dinosaurs for the 100th time. Second, focus on belonging and purpose. Children need to feel that their learning environment is a place where they belong, where their ideas matter, where they can see themselves. Ask your child what they wonder about. What questions do they have? Start there. Let their curiosity lead, and then gently guide them deeper. Third, celebrate the process, not just the outcome. This is where our story comes in, and I think you're going to love this. In the book of Inara, we have a beautiful story called The Learning Voyage. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover a magical cruise ship where every mistake becomes a wonderful learning experiment. The ship has these cozy spaces that remember and celebrate each attempt at trying something new. What I love about this story is how it shows children that learning isn't about getting everything right the first time. It's about the journey, the discoveries, the beautiful moments of trying and growing. When children hear this story, they start to see their own efforts differently. They begin to understand that their brain is like that magical ship, growing stronger with every attempt. You can use this story as a conversation starter with your child. After you read it together, you might say, "You know what? Your brain is like that learning ship. Every time you try something, even if it feels hard, your brain is growing and learning. What did you discover today?" Notice how that question is different from "Did you finish your work?" We're shifting the focus from completion to curiosity, from performance to exploration. Here's another beautiful insight from the research. When learning environments foster a sense of belonging, purpose, and agency, children's natural motivation flourishes. You can create this at home. Make sure your child sees that their ideas and interests matter. If they're fascinated by bugs, bring bugs into math problems. If they love stories, let them write their own. When learning connects to what they care about, that spark comes back. And here's something the magic book wants you to know. Some children are denied opportunities to exercise agency because adults mistakenly think they can't handle it. But children are so capable. They can make choices. They can pursue their interests. They can direct their own learning with gentle guidance. When we give them that opportunity, we give them back their motivation. I also want to acknowledge something important. If your child is in a school environment that's very rigid, very focused on worksheets and test prep, this can be challenging. You might not be able to change the school, but you can create a different experience at home. You can be the place where learning feels joyful again. You can be the one who asks, "What are you curious about today?" instead of "Did you do your homework?" The research is so clear on this. Playful learning, where children have choice and agency, where they can explore topics that matter to them, leads to deeper understanding and stronger motivation. And the beautiful thing is, you don't need special materials or expensive programs. You just need to follow your child's curiosity and support their natural love of discovery. So here's what I want you to try this week. First, have a conversation with your child about what they wonder about. What questions do they have? What are they curious about? Write these down. These are your starting points. Second, find ways to bring play into learning. Turn math into games. Turn reading into adventures. Let your child lead, and you guide gently. Third, read The Learning Voyage together and talk about how mistakes and attempts are all part of the beautiful journey of learning. And remember, my wonderful friend, your child isn't broken. They're not lazy. They're not difficult. They're a natural learner whose curiosity has gone quiet because learning hasn't felt joyful. But that spark is still there, waiting to be reignited. And you, with your love and patience and willingness to follow their lead, you can help that spark grow into a flame. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we know that when learning feels like an adventure instead of a chore, when children have agency and choice and connection, their natural love of discovery comes flooding back. Sweet dreams and happy discoveries, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.